were talking about deep playoff runs.
But you know what, though? Are we surprised? Are we really?
Would you, Lee?
I'm not anymore. I'm not surprised at the 5-5 start.
You're the guy I'm not worried about anyone coming in late to camp.
No, I'm not. I wasn't at all. But I'm also not surprised when we get there to week one and the guy who was in camp, Christian McCaffrey, you find out moments before the Jets game, yeah, he's not playing and it could be an Achilles injury. That's when I said, oh, small, oh, my gosh. And then the Pearsall situation, the team that loses a Super Bowl, we talk about it all the time. It's not pretty the next season. And all the warning signs were there. They were there. Now, I did feel good when they signed Ayuk, and I felt good when Trent Williams came to camp. And then you get to Monday Night Football at Levi's Stadium, and it's like, hey, McCaffrey's not playing. And there's an Achilles injury that hasn't been reported yet. And I'm like, what? Achilles? I thought it was a calf. Well, nope, it wasn't. So and then you find out a couple weeks later that it's bilateral Achilles tendonitis. So, to be honest with you, I'm not. I should be more surprised that they're 5-5, but I'm really not, as I sit here this morning. I'm not.
Yeah, but when you go through each of the games that they've lost, for the most part, it's like they've had all of these moments in the game to seize the opportunity, and they've just failed to do so. And versions of this team in years past would always grab those games. They would always find a way to win those games.
It's a different team.
No,
different
team. I know, but it's a lot of the same guys.
And you know what? We laughed at Arizona the preseason. We're discussing the NFC West. I said, I feel like they're cooking something in Arizona, man. I don't know why, but something's up down there. And I think they're going to be better than what we all expect. Well, you know what? They are better than what we all expect. They got better. Seattle has gotten better. The Rams have gotten better. Teams in the league, in the conference. This is why losing that Super Bowl is so devastating, because we knew Green Bay would be better. Detroit would be better. And as you know, now, well, we knew Philadelphia would be better. We discussed that. Like, yo, Philly, they're going to bounce back now what they have Saquon. So everybody's gotten better. So that margin for error that the 49ers had last season, kind of like what Steve Kerr said about this Warriors team, it's just not there. You got to play button-up football. And more times than not, this season, they have not played button-up football. Now, also, the San Francisco has an interesting thought on Brock Purdy. Wait till you hear this one. Also, what's happening?
Hey, not much. Hey, whoever says bring Daniel Jones in is tripping. You don't want that, man. But, hey, I've been saying this. Baby Jimmy G, man, Purdy, man, I've been saying wave the white flag on him this season because he ain't seeing the field. But everybody's so stuck on the last two seasons he's been doing or whatnot. It's a totally different season. This man is not seeing the field at all. I've been calling for Joshua Dobbs to come in because he's been doing way better in the preseason than baby Jimmy G did this year. Oh, I mean, come on. Every team that he's been on, he gave that team a spark. It's about time for us to get a spark, you know. Let this man sit out a game or two, rest that arm, because all of a sudden his arm is injured. Let that man rest up, and let's see Joshua Dobbs give us this spark. Come on now.
All right, Austin. You want Dobbs season. He's calling Brock Purdy baby Jimmy G. Is that appropriate?
He keeps saying baby Jimmy G. Have you watched any of the Righteous Gemstones ever?
I've watched a couple episodes.
Baby Billy, like the little brother. That's what I keep like envisioning in my head. Walter Goggins, one of the best actors out there. Just the guy is just incredible. Righteous Gemstones is hilarious.
By the way, we're about to go into 60 seconds of Celebrini and Joe Thornton. Getting his jersey retired tomorrow, number 19 at the SAP Center. Coverage begins on NBC Sports California at 2:30. Joe Thornton getting his jersey hung into the rafters at the SAP Center.
Is he the best 19 in Bay Area sports history? Because I have a couple off the top of my head.
Couple 19s? Who's better at 19?
Debo.
Definitely not Ted Ginn Jr.
Debo is a good one.
Dave Rigetti. Kevin Franzen. What? What? You asked, I'm telling.
Joe Thornton is a much better 19.
I'm teasing. I know, it was hilarious. It was hilarious. I knew that name would trigger him.
I wasn't triggered. I just wanted to see where you're going.
I knew it.
Boy. Oh, man, I want the Niners to win so bad on Sunday. Oh, my gosh. And it's not even because they could stay in the NFC West race. It's because of you. I want the Niners to win for you, Shasky.
I would like that, too.
Could you please live stream on Sunday? 60 seconds of celebrity. Let's go.
What about my Sharks?
Your Sharks.
My Sharks.
Your Sharks.
Hella resiliency.
It's time for 60 seconds of Celebrini.
Celebrini exchanges.
Shoot, sure. Star!
Where we recap all the great things sure. Sharks phenom Macklin Celebrini did last night.
Wouldn't you know it, the number one overall draft pick, Macklin Celebrini.
Your 60 seconds of Celebrini starts now.
Yeah, those Fighting Sharks they were at it last night did not get the win against the Blues, though they lost in the shootout, so you did get at least 1 point. But guys, scoring is always fun, but helping's pretty cool too. And Macklin Celebrini was quite the helper last night, teaming up with Mikael Granlund to assist Alexander Wennberg on this goal in the first period.
Celebrini loading up the drop pass. Now they switch up as Granlund coasts behind the goal line. At the side, a quick feed on the goal line and put in. The Sharks tie it up.
And Celebrini was not done there. He got another apple with about 9 seconds left in the game. The Sharks had the empty net. Again, partnering up with Granlund to set up Wennberg for the game-tying goal.
Toffoli back for Celebrini. He'll wheel it to the other side. Granlund loading up. From the wing, a shot. They score!
Hey, Sam, before you go on, were you watching the game?
I was watching bits and pieces of it while flipping back and forth between Thursday Night Football. I was not fully
like
locked
me,
in.
If you were a real hockey head.
You were at basketball practice.
He made a diving stop on the empty net just prior to that.
Oh, good. I'm glad you watched the highlights.
29 saves on 31 shots for the goaltender as well.
Oh, well.
Hey, me and my boy Chops,
what's
a.k.a. Inferno.
What's the goaltender's name?
I don't know.
Mackenzie Blackwell.
So much for watching the game.
I get a call from this guy at 6:50. Hey, I'm on my way to basketball practice while the Sharks game is going on.
I went back and I watched it.
This guy ain't watched more than 3 minutes of the Sharks. Going back and watching the
Sharks.
But
hey, you know what, Shasky? I love the enthusiasm for our San Jose Sharks.
I agree. And my boy Chops, who's kind of like my insider when it comes to hockey, he's hitting me up and he's saying, Celebrini's going to be better than Bedard when it's all said and done. Period.
He's going to be better than Connor McDavid?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what he said.
The speed that Celebrini has on the ice when compared to everyone else, it's like he's like 2 times speed everyone else is in rewind.
It reminds you of the young Sidney Crosby.
Getting a point on the road was huge. They're making the playoffs. Mark the tape.
All right, stop.
All right, let's settle
relax,
down now.
Dude.
I'm out.
SAP Center, though. I can't wait to get down there to go see Celebrini in person.
You wait till I come in with my personalized Shasky Sharks jersey.
No.
You and LJ?
Yep, sweater. I want the black one, though, with the white laces. On
those are the top tier.
Oh, they're so cool.
No, the teal jerseys are the best.
I like the OG teals.
I like the teals. You guys like the black jerseys?
I like the black jerseys.
Honestly, all the Sharks.
Yeah, the Sharks got
pretty hard, but the blacks
are... I'm not getting me a Sharks special
S. You know? Sharks Minute. I do like the Sharks Minute.
I like the black and teal starter jacket. The old school ones are fire.
Yeah.
Sharks gear. All right. We got Telmo, Spencer, Bob. Wow. You know, there's a lot of people who have issue with people ripping Brock Purdy. 925 Comcast Business Sex
him?
Line. Oh, boy. Why do all the anti-Brock people sound the exact same? They don't sound the exact same. They all sound like... They're not fans of Brock Purdy.
I think we can be
white,
realistic.
Black, Mexican, ain't no racism happening when it comes to assessing a quarterback.
Can we admit this? Like, we all like Brock. He was excellent for multiple years. And this year, he's had some good and he's had some bad. It's been a mixed bag. No one is saying he's the worst player in the league. And we're also not saying he's the best player. And the situation around him hasn't been great. But guess what? When you're making top dollar and you have to make this decision, you're not going to have $20 million weapons across the board. So we're getting a little insight into the next couple of years.
We're going to take all your calls coming up. Green Bay Niners happening on Sunday. How confident are you without Brock Purdy? Warriors and Pelicans later on today. But we're going to break because I want to listen to this new Kendrick Lamar song during the break. And that's coming up brought to you by Safeway.
Dub Nation, it's Ron Adams. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky on 95.7, The Game.
When I think of Ron Adams, I think of Smack That by Akon and Eminem. I mean, come on, dog. You could not have put two combinations together more funny than that.
Well stated.
Got to get Tony there. December 20th, Friday. You better
December
take the day.
December 20th. I need everybody there.
Tony. I need BPA.
I need Tyler Miller there.
Tyler Miller.
I need Robin Sanbruno.
Absolutely.
I need SFA drummer flying in from Houston straight to San Jose Airport, or SFO, Uncle or Gene. OAK. Uncle Gene will be there. Uncle Gene, no doubt, he's got to be there. Ernie, Rockin' New Era.
I want to invite Dave Fleming.
Cruiser.
I just want you guys to talk about me the way you talk about Mike Florio.
We should invite Oreo Florio. Cookie. We should invite Florio. Just send an invite.
Yeah, just send an invite.
He can always decline.
I want him. I want... Who else do I want?
I think we should invite Farhan.
Fezzy Fell.
Fezzy, yes.
Am I asking Bully to wake up early?
Yeah.
Should invite T.O.?
Well, he might not come on this show no more.
I don't know.
T.O. and Debo, bring them together.
I don't know if I want to be there if T.O. shows up.
Why? Well,
for fear of him, you know.
Don't talk that mess in front of the microphone.
I didn't talk no mess.
You know? It's like me tiptoeing around Chase. Where's number 23 at? Where's Draymond at?
Oh, we should invite Draymond.
It's always fun.
Oh, but you wouldn't be scared of that, huh?
I wouldn't.
Oh, you're such a sucker, dude.
But if you invited Clay, I mean.
Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you, man. Don't Clay ever run the bank with Joe Shasky. He'll snitch on you and leave you out to dry. But I want all the Comcast business text liners, the ones who talk the mess, the 925 guy who always comes at me, 408 guy who always comes at me.
How do you know it's a guy?
Guy or girl. They come at me. I want the Nicole chick who was in the other station's chat ripping me. I want her there. I want all the family members there. I want, dude, listen.
December 20th. Take the day off. Just mark the calendars. It's going to be big.
It's going to be a celebration with the Morning Roast. Absolutely. A big celebration. Massive celebration.
I want to be
TVs.
You're going to do that.
Celebrations.
Dude, it's going to be massive.
Dude, sports right now, I mean, I don't want to get too political, but the Trump dance is going off right now. And then Big Steppin, Stunnaman came out and was like, no, that's Big Steppin. And he's like, Joe Mixon.
I love it.
What?
Why are you shaking your head? People like the Trump dance. You know,
it's dumb. It's all dumb.
Well, you know, it is what it is. I'm not going to get into politics. I'm not going to get into politics.
Sports,
I'm not going to get into politics, man. We ignore the character of people these days, like Mike Tyson. We ignore everything he's done in his life. The good and the bad.
Well,
the bad stuff.
Can I ask some people that I sit there and watch him on a little bit more.
Are you allowed rehabilitation in any? I'm not saying Mike deserves it. I'm just asking.
Well, yeah, sure. But, you know.
Just show your butt on Netflix.
Should that be our president?
Well, that's
isn't he a convicted felon, by totally the way?
He's convicted.
He's a convicted felon? We got a convicted felon as a president? Damn. This country's great.
Well, he'll wipe his record, so you know.
Yeah, that's
exactly. That's what happens. Marcus from Richmond needs to be there.
Only for 11 minutes, though.
Only for 11 minutes. Yeah, it's going to be massive. December 20th. It's a Friday. Make sure you take the day off.
Next week, we will unveil where it is. It's going to be a Friday. It's going to be awesome. We want everyone there. We want to rock this bad boy. I mean, I think we invite the San Jose Sharky guy. You know, the mascot.
SJ Sharky.
I think we invite him.
Locked in on the Sharks.
Lucille.
So locked in on the Sharks. Sourdough Sam,
I want there. Absolutely.
I want Debbie, the security guard from when we made the Trey Lance video.
Good call.
Debbie.
Let's invite John Lynch.
Should invite Trey Lance.
We should.
Should invite Trey Lance. Your biggest fans.
He's not going to be doing anything.
Should we invite Daniel Jones? He's not doing much.
Should we invite Jacoski Tart?
Quentin Post.
I would. Hey, Santa Cruz is right.
We posting up waiting for him.
Santa Cruz is close.
Shout out to 831.
He'd get to the East Bay in an hour and a half from Santa Cruz.
Got to drive careful on Highway 17, though.
You do.
Especially if it's raining.
Especially in these elements. Drive safe, yes. Highway 17, just one lane. Oh,
you know what? So scary.
You know who's not doing nothing? Maybe we invite Farhan Zaidi.
I said that earlier.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I wasn't listening. I pulled a Shasky, sorry.
I was just rattling.
You started talking about yours close.
We should invite Farhan, though.
When you say Farhan, Bonte immediately checks out.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't have Farhan show up then.
Maybe that might... Bobby Evans, maybe you come down?
Knowing Farhan, he'd send Slater and Yastrzemski to platoon for him.
No, Slater's with the White Sox now.
Yeah, I'm aware that he's not on the team anymore. Well,
I'd rather be the White Sox.
Uh-huh.
Will Venable, manager, San Rafael High.
Don't invite Eckersley and La Russa, excuse me.
Well, if Eckersley's got to be there, then Mason Miller's got
to
be there.
I'd love Dennis Eckersley to be there.
Yeah,
guy's the life of the party. Kidding me? A stash has traveled through so many decades.
It has.
I can't believe.
Not just decades.
I can't believe somebody on the show compared Mason Miller to Dennis Eckersley.
That was ridiculous.
I said Mason Miller in a high leverage game. I'd rather have him.
Yeah, it might be the most asinine thing you've ever said.
I mean, come on.
I mean
Mason Miller is striking out Kirk Gibson easily.
Oh, my
easily.
God. Oh, my God.
Stop trolling. We do this because, like, they're like, oh, Pedro Martinez wasn't that good. Like, for example, like, this is what the young generation says. I'm taking Walker Buehler over. Yeah. Like, Walker Buehler's a very good player. You're not taking Walker Buehler over Pedro Martinez. What? No. No.
Wait, somebody...
No. No, but, like, that's the stupid things that I'll see.
No, I know.
Like, the thing I just saw is the greatest thing of all time. Like, no, it's not.
We do that in the NBA. I've never seen that before. Yeah, they did that in the 70s. Oh, my God, this is the greatest thing ever.
I was arguing with my nephew yesterday, Mikey G. We're in the car, and he's like, LaMelo's one of the best point guards of all time. I'm like, no, he's not.
No, wait, who said that?
Mikey G. I go, he literally
How old is Mikey G?
What?
How old is Mikey G?
He's 13, 14 years old.
Oh, so he's a kid.
Yeah,
okay,
but that's
right,
my point. Right, he goes, he's one of the best ever. I go, no, he's literally not. He's not one of the best point guards ever. He goes, yes, he is.
Coming to play.
And he goes, D'Angelo Russell should have never been traded from the Warriors. I go, just shut up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was driving me nuts.
Yeah. But this is your role.
But this is the daily fantasy sports.
I'm talking about grown-ass men who do this.
The move that literally won them a title because Andrew Wiggins was like unstoppable.
He goes, D'Angelo scores in daily fantasy. He goes, Andrew Wiggins doesn't fill up the stat sheet. I go, shut up now. Just please. Time watch the football game. Throw George Pickens an 85-yard touchdown, Russ. God, he sucks. That's all he kept saying.
Hillary for Boxer and Garza needs to be there.
Absolutely.
Wondering. I don't know if she's had her child yet. We should inquire.
All right.
I was working out one Saturday morning. I ran into her husband.
Did you ask?
No, I just was like from afar, you know, and you're like, what's up? And he was like getting his workout on.
You're too busy for him, huh?
What?
You're too busy.
Well, I was leaving because I'm an early riser and he was getting there, good for him.
Somebody asked if May Buddy is coming. May Buddy doesn't call the show no more. She's been in the YouTube, YouTube chat's disabled. It's been disabled, for, 51 days now? It's been a long time. Damn. I don't think that thing's ever coming back. I missed the YouTube chat. But I want all the chatters to come through.
You don't say.
Yeah, I do. I do miss the chat. I'm not gonna lie.
Are we gonna invite Chase Senior to be there?
Oh my God!
I like how Bonte calls him Senior. It makes it so funny.
What's happening in real time, and then post videos with us in the background of the videos that we're making.
So I went down his timeline because he aggregated us about T.O. Right?
People and T.O. Like, said, "Who the hell is this?"
T.O. said, "I say that tongue in cheek though." So nobody cares about that. We just care about what he said
about
Debo.
We even said, let's put the disclaimer in the tweet.
Yes. And we still didn't do it.
You know what we should do, though? We should turn it into a peace party. I'm going to invite David Lombardi and Grant Cohn. Let's get them together.
They won't come. I was going to actually stole my thunder here because I was going to say invite David Lombardi down, but, you know, who knows? But no, I was going down to Chase Senior or Senor. Chase Senor. I don't know. I like Senor better. I like Senor better.
He doesn't strike me as a Senor.
With his tweets and political tweets, we can tell he's not a Senor. But anyway, he aggregates them, right? So I'm going down his timeline. He's got things on the Eagles, the Cowboys. And he, like, ventured into 76er land talking about that organization, the joke, what my insiders are telling me about the Philadelphia 76ers. You must know what a... Oh, Brianna from Detroit?
Oh, yeah.
Will she fly out?
We'll find out.
I think we know roasters that know her that could reach out, too. So that's good.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
No, say it. Say it with your chest.
I need to slide into DMs to say hi.
Steiny said something to me at the break that I found to be very interesting.
And what was that?
Well, it was something regarding quarterbacks.
Something that only Steiny could say.
Yeah. And it's really his account, so I don't want to like steal his thunder. We're bringing him in.
No, he doesn't want to. He's refusing to.
What?
Typical Steiny fashion. He said, no, I don't want to.
Well, he just ruined the bit.
Well, I didn't, where are you guys going? Come on, just say it. You can't do that.
Spadoni.
Can't do it. You already let it out the back.
He was basically saying, Bonte, that don't be surprised if the Niners look into Kirk Cousins in the offseason. Because his salary was front loaded, and it's not going to cost them a lot.
$26 million on the book next year. Would you rather pay Brock $55 million with a bunch of guarantees, and maybe it's, you know, $150 million guaranteed, or take on the $26 million contract to Kirk Cousins?
Y'all thought the Kirk Cousins circle.
I thought it was done. So, yeah, I thought the circle was complete.
No, he's back on the table.
So I'm not crazy anymore.
You're not.
I'm not irrational no more.
Bonte did have a point.
You know what I'm saying? You think Kirk Cousins talk died?
Well, no, because then if the Niners win this weekend, Kirk Cousins will be off the table.
No, he won't be.
He's like the character
because
in Scream.
If they win,
I thought you were dead.
If they win, it'd be with Brandon Allen or Josh Dobbs.
Well, if Brock
and, you know,
plays,
a lot of people say,
win.
Well, I just watched Brendan Allen do what Brock Purdy did.
Brandon Allen's on the table now.
Brock Purdy's expendable. You already know where this thing is going. Come on, folks. We weren't born yesterday. What happens with Nick Mullins? I knew it in real time. Nick Mullins balls out. And I go, Shasky. And I put the tweet out there, and everybody called me crazy. I remember. I saw him pull it up right now. Shut up the base shot. He was the first one. Bonte, you're delusional, dude. Stop this. Stop it right now. And then Nick Mullins won a game. And the next week against Philadelphia, it was like, boy, if Nick Mullins does this again,
No. Let's be fair. Lay the whole thing out. This is how it was. It's the same way Shanahan talked about it with Kawakami. I said, is Nick Mullins $28 million worse than Jimmy Garoppolo?
I'm not talking about that. No, but it was a lot of rhetoric about, I think you could get away with playing Nick Mullins over Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, because you could save $28 million.
Look at his first three games.
Oh, he threw for three touchdowns and 245 yards against the Raiders on the final Battle of the Bay.
He replaced Jimmy Garoppolo to blowout when Jimmy Garoppolo's ankle was jacked up. And people were saying, you can keep saying it's garbage time, but it's not garbage time. Seattle was playing hard.
Well, then he had the screen to juice in the Philadelphia game, and we were all like, hmm.
Let's go to Spencer in Oakland. Then we'll get to Telmo and Benzo. Whew, what a fun show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just back to the Niners for a moment. I feel like everybody's asking, and I'll answer the question, because clearly Bonte lost the coin flip this morning on, you know, what argument he needs to take here. But it's clearly a must win. I mean, anybody arguing otherwise really isn't looking at the tiebreakers, isn't looking at the schedule of the other teams, and isn't really looking at what's going on with the 49ers. But what I will say is, Bonte, you know, to your comment earlier about, you know, when I saw McCaffrey go down with the Achilles, the shoulder of Purdy, I'm just going to mention this. There is a such thing as the Madden curse. And we do have a gentleman on, you know, the front cover of Madden. But aside from that, nobody's talking about what the Niners need to do to win. And what they need to do to win is run the football. What do you do when your defense isn't performing the way it should? You give them time on the sideline to relax and come in fresh. You run the football. You have a gentleman on the sideline who got two plays.
It's absurd.
Week, leading the league.
Yeah.
Leading the league in rushing to start the season.
And Spencer, so such a great point, too. Real quick, Spencer, such a great point, too, because you look at last week in Chicago, the Bears had a similar game plan, a lot of quarterback keepers, a lot of running plays. They held the ball for over 36 minutes. Jordan Love was on the field for only 23 minutes of that game in Chicago. So you can't keep the Packers off the football field, Spencer. I like that.
Well, it's also how you beat the Packers before.
Yeah.
I mean, you just got to run the football. You know, I mean, that's point blank. I mean, your star left tackle is struggling in pass pro. Okay, I'm not going to say struggling. He's just not doing as well as he was.
Exactly.
He's beat on occasion. He used to just be disappear. You know, you just never see him unless he was just trampling somebody downfield in a run play or a screen. But, you know, now he struggles a little bit. He, you know, once a quarter or so, somebody gets some pressure on Brock from his side. So what do? You throw him in the run game where he's still going to dominate because he's still enormous and he's still just a massive man that can bench the world. What do you do when your quarterback who has a bum right shoulder? You run the football. What do you do when your quarterback's not seeing the field as well? You give him play action, and then you give him one or two reads off that. So I don't like all this shotgun. I mean, throw it back to where they should be.
Yep.
You know, go back to the old days of 49er football. Run the football. And
that's
by the way, this is coming from a reformed Raiders fan. I'm still a Raiders fan. They'll never get another dime of my money. But my wife is a big 49ers fan. They're the only ones left in the Bay Area, so I root for them now.
Thank you.
So it's I've kind of converted a little bit, but also I'm a big Stanford guy and a McCaffrey fan, but he clearly is not where he should be.
Totally agree.
No doubt. I don't get what people are saying with him. I don't get
it.
Well,
they just see him on the field.
Yeah, they see him on the field. Just Chris McCaffrey being Chris McCaffrey. I hate the Chris McCaffrey I know, and I've watched, to Spencer's point, I attended a lot of those Stanford games with Christian McCaffrey because I was working at the other station setting up the promo and a broadcast. Seeing a lot of Christian McCaffrey. This ain't Christian McCaffrey that we're watching right now. This is a shell of him.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So there's no doubt. By the way, Steiny's idea about Kirk Cousins?
Uh-huh.
Somebody, the streets always talk. 650. Yep, I sent that text in about Kirk Cousins yesterday during Steiny.
Would you like a job here at 95.7 The Game?
Steiny has always loved Kirk Cousins.
He has loved Kirk Cousins.
It's kind of like Bonte. Bonte can't quit Kirk either.
Shanahan knows that he can't quit him.
Yeah,
exactly. See, you guys ask him, you trying to play me, man? You throwing all the stuff out there. I see why Willard gets so upset when people throw words in their mouth, man.
Did you not say, go get your guy?
I'm scared of Willard.
I've said that for years, and you guys... Yeah, and I got a lot of heat for it. It's amazing where we're at right now with Shanahan, the Shanahan cycle. It's so amazing.
Well, you've run the full cycle.
No. You guys thought I hated Shanahan. You thought I hated Shanahan. You thought I gave him no respect.
Never said
you thought
you
I was too
him.
Hard on him. A lot of y'alls out there did.
Well, you caped
up for
Jimmy.
A lot of y'alls out there. No, I just kept it real about Jimmy. I kept it a buck about Jimmy. And if you didn't like Jimmy, go get your guy. That's all I said to Shanahan. Go get your guy.
Well, he did. He missed. And then he found his other guy.
Well... Was Jimmy his guy?
No,
or was Brady his guy?
Or was Trey his guy?
Well, did he give Trey a fair shake? Well, I don't want to get into that. But, you know, should have gave Trey the keys day one but to see what he is. But we didn't do that. you know, now we're here. Now we're here to talk about Kirk Cousins again. 2024. Benzo, Napa. And then we'll get to Telmo in the city. Benzo, what's happening?
Hey, guys, this is Frankie again. All right, hold on.
Wait. Wait, is this Frankie and San Rafael, not Benzo?
No, I'm joking. That was so funny yesterday when he came on, and it was it reminded me of Frank. See, that was a good impression, right?
That was a hell of an impression. You
guys
got
remember
me
the jerky voice?
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. All right.
I could swear to God that guy was Frank Rizzo.
That's a good call.
Listen. Hold on. Anyway. It reminded me of New York. I'm a New York Giants fan. All we've had is pain with Daniel Jones. So that earlier caller, absolutely not. Don't even go there. I think Purdy has been great. He's been dealing with such bullcrap with everything that's gone down. I mean, the list is so long. I feel you guys. Like, especially, man, like what? There's a basically it's the bench playing this whole game this weekend for the Niners. Like there's only one person and they're still kind of hurt. That's still out there. I mean, I shouldn't say that disrespect to the linemen that aren't hurt and everything, but like all the stars, I mean, it's incredible how many people are hurt. You can't let it fall back on Purdy though. Like he's been great. I mean, his numbers show it. He's improving as a quarterback. Maybe he's not seeing the field, but he's had to deal with so much adversity. So, I just had to shout out to Frankie because I was laughing
Benzo, deal with him. You thought that call was good, right? You thought it was fun, right? Good sports radio?
Oh, it's hilarious. I mean, it was like, it's hard to listen to. Like, I wouldn't want to have a conference. Like, I would have to bet my friends, like, how long do you think it would take you to get out of a conversation with that guy if he was in the room? But at the same time, it would be hilarious. Like, and yeah, it was a good call. I'm glad you guys let it ride because Frankie has some stuff to say, apparently.
See, thank you, Bento. And I hope the boss man's listening right now. That's another one, DJ Khaled, another one who has said, boy, we enjoyed that call with Frankie and San Rafael. That night at the Warriors game, Chase Center, Gatehouse, J-Dub was there. He was there with Gina. First thing he said, oh, that call was hilarious. I go inside the arena. Who's a who's who? Hey, Frankie! They started calling me Frankie. Wasn't one. Wasn't two. Wasn't three. Multiple people loved the phone call. But I'm not sure everybody loved the phone call. Some people said the phone call went on too long. As we honor Johnny the Goutman, who left this world earlier this week, he's one of the great callers on the Gary Ratliff Show. Great callers make for great sports radio. Characters make for... That's what sports radio is all about. So, to the person who thought that the call went on too long, I disagree with you.
Bronte, you're doing great.
And I feel like I got validation just now from Benzo and Apple. I'm done. My TED Talk's done. Wasn't a King's Tale, just TED Talk.
I mean, you just left me hanging there. You just turned your head and started staring into the screen.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm ready to start Friday now. Oh, wait, we got Tailboy in the city. Let's get Tailboy.
Okay.
He's got an issue with the Brock Doubters. Tailmo, what's your issue? We all got issues, right? What's your issue today?
Yeah, I mean, listen, my problem is when people hear one take, and Greg Cosell's amazing, and not saying he's wrong, but up until 2 weeks ago, he said Brock was playing fine and it wasn't an issue. Now he said the last couple weeks he hasn't been seeing the field. So now all these callers are calling in acting like they're geniuses and that's their take. Brock's not seeing the field. Brock's not seeing the field. Up until 2 weeks ago, he was top five in the league in passing yards. He led the league in passes of over 20 yards, and he was one behind Lamar Jackson in passes of over 40 yards. So it's not he's not seen the field all season. He did that with no Christian McCaffrey. He did that with Purcell gone half the year, no Brandon Ayuk, and basically only Juwan Jennings. That's what he did all that with. So this whole narrative that he's not seeing the field and this and that, maybe he's looking for passes that he can make because he knows he can't throw that far because he's hurt. So, or maybe he's trying to get Christian McCaffrey involved now that he's back. But I don't think he just stopped seeing the field in the course of 2 weeks. And it's not a season-long narrative. And then
but
the
Telmo, let me stop you real quick. Let me stop you real quick. I'll let you finish.
Keep Telmo on the line.
I'll let you finish. But, like, guys do have bad games, and they get deceived by coordinators, you know? And Tom Brady was talking about this, like, when he was looking at the Brock film versus the Vikings, I think he didn't understand what he was looking at, pre-snap versus post-snap. And Tom's like, this happens a lot at times. No one's saying he's not a good player, but there are weeks out there, even for the greatest players of all time, where you do have some bad games and you don't see the field that well. I think that's what Cosell was saying. But to say that he all of a sudden can't see the field moving forward is a totally different narrative that people are running with, and I agree with you, it's absurd.
And so, yeah, that's my whole point, is Cosell's not wrong because literally there's nobody you should argue with ever that is Greg Cosell. Nobody should argue with him. That's all he does is eat tape all day. So people now all of a sudden have this narrative like he can't see it. But here's my last thought. Okay, Bonte, how would you feel about this? If the Niners go and get Kirk Cousins next year, right, and then Brock Purdy goes to another team for $50 million, right? Kirk Cousins, three games into the season, gets hurt, can't play the rest of the year, and Brock Purdy balls out for the next two or three seasons with another team in the playoffs. How's everybody going to feel then? You have a guy that's young and he's good, and you have a chance to have a franchise quarterback.
Tell him, I just want to be clear here. I don't want no damn Kirk Cousins on my football team, okay? Can I make myself clear?
No.
I want to make sure that you know that absolutely. I don't want Kirk Cousins before you get out there on the internet and absolutely. Get the Twitter freakers going. I don't want Kirk Cousins. Continue.
Okay. And very, very last thing, Bonte, you said you can't talk to people after the game because they have crazy takes and crazy narratives. My bro, you were tweeting Shut it down.
Again, stay on the line, Telmo. Again, this is why you got to read and comprehend. I said Christian McCaffrey, Dre Greenlaw, who have Achilles tendonitis, maybe you shut those guys down, give the youngsters some more runway, and put more on Brock Purdy's plate. Two players I was talking about, and one of the players hasn't played a snap this season, and the other player's a running back who doesn't have any burst. I said shut down to two players. That's it. I didn't say tank.
Monte, he's the offensive player of the year last year.
Does he look like it right now, Telmo? Does he look like it right now, Telmo?
Shut him down. No, did Trent Williams look like themselves when they came back from holding out and not playing football? No. He has to get up to football speed. You don't shut it down when you're a game out of first place in your division.
This guy has bilateral Achilles tendonitis. That thing may snap any moment. We saw it with Dre Greenlaw, Telmo.
It's not an ACL. It's a thing that goes, it's like plantar fasciitis. It can go away. It can come back.
So, no, I didn't say tank the season. I said shut down two players. One player who hasn't played. One player who hasn't played. And one player who's played two games and doesn't have any juice.
So, hypothetically, though, if the Niners were to, just for whatever reason, Purdy's gone and they bring in Kirk Cousins, and we're going crazy hypotheticals down the line, trading a 25-year-old quarterback for a 37-year-old quarterback.
My gosh.
Like, that screams CP3 for Jordan Poole.
That screams shithead.
And worse, because I think Purdy's been better than Poole.
You know what that screams to me? You go do a move like that, Shanahan, the clock is ticking. That's what that is.
Oh, then we'll have the conversation.
The clock's ticking.
Okay.
Clock's ticking.
So he's Jack Bauer then.
I don't even think they trade him to the Falcons. You'd probably trade Brock Purdy to a team that needs him.
No.
You could trade Deebo Samuel to the Falcons and try to get Kirk Cousins, though. Get Michael Penix a receiver or something.
No.
I actually don't mind that. That's interesting. I'm talking about Deebo to the Falcons. That's intriguing.
Flip Brock somewhere else.
He's from South Carolina, right there by
Brock.
Your
own. Sam, do you think Brock is good? I still don't know.
I like what I'm seeing. Like, I'm not abandoning Brock Purdy for Kirk Cousins, if that answers your question.
No, I don't think any of us are.
I like what we've been seeing from Brock. It's been a down year, but like, again, T.O. kind of said it yesterday. He's not getting the blocking up front that he's used to. He doesn't have his number one receiver to throw to this year. Like, it's just things aren't going right for him this year. So, like, what can we really expect?
Well, I think the hard part for me as a Niner fan is like, God, I saw that with Kaepernick, saw that with Jimmy, like, where they had some success. Brock was better than all of them, it feels like, statistically. And now it's like he's hit a wall, and I'm waiting for that, you know?
I'm going to do this because I see the text coming in.
What texts?
I'm going to leave the Kirk Cousins talk alone for now. I'm not even going to mention it the rest of the season. I'm not going to mention it. I'm going to watch Brock Purdy and see what he does here. I don't even want to start this narrative because I could already see people, two dudes on the morning roast talking about Kirk Cousins. Surprise, I already see it, and no, we're not saying that.
Bonte,
so I'm going to move off of this
Shadur?
To save us.
Bonte,
to save us.
Would you take Shadur over Purdy right now?
Would you take Shadur if it meant that Dion would come here?
It's Greg Cosell. I'm Brock Purdy.
I want you to answer that.
I'm not entertaining this nonsense.
I want to know.
I'm not going to entertain this
nonsense.
The
fantasy man in you, would you take Shadur over Purdy right now, sight unseen? You asked me this about Caleb last year.
No, because you're comparing Caleb Williams to Patrick Mahomes.
I said he throws like him.
No, you were like, he's Patrick Mahomes reincarnated.
Yeah, that's what I said. He's
said a lot, dude.
He's
going to
be the greatest quarterback of all time.
You were comparing him to Patrick Mahomes, and I said, what did I tell you? I said, this is not fair. You shouldn't do that.
You're right.
And then you said,
we underestimated the ineptness of the Chicago Bears.
No, seriously, because I said, don't set this guy up like this, man. Leave it alone. Stop saying that. Just let Caleb be Caleb.
Saying someone has the mannerisms of throwing the ball.
Bonte, this is what we do in sports. We compare people. And I was like, don't compare
people. I was
Caleb
comparing the mannerisms. The mannerism. Do you know what the word mannerisms means?
I'm well aware what the mannerisms
no
mean.
No one
but
said
you didn't say
he
that.
Is a like-for-like clone of Patrick
Mahomes.
You
are so changing the goalposts on what you said about Caleb.
Up.
You pulled the audio. You said it 3 years ago.
Would
three
you take
ago.
Shadur over Brock Purdy?
No, I'm not taking Shadur right now over Brock Purdy. Are you out of your mind? I've never seen Shadur take an NFL snap.
Just asking.
I want to see him play the SEC. Play SEC team, but no, I'm not doing
because
that.
He's in the Big 12, and maybe that's not as good of a conference.
No, because I know the defenses are not as good. But no, you guys are poo-pooing on their accomplishments. Jesus Christ. Greg Cosell, Brock Purdy. Unbelievable. You guys move the goalposts so much.
I want to see him play in the SEC. Like,
you know what? When we flip the calendar, I'm going to start writing down takes.
Because
people be changing up, man. Switching up. I stand on mine. I stand on it every single day, every single second of my life. I stand on these takes.
Like Brock Purdy stands.
Just twist the words. You said shut it down. No, I said shut down two players. One who hasn't played and one who has bilateral Achilles tendonitis who happens to play running back who can't get to the second level right now.
Can you explain that one? So you want them, if they lose, to shut those guys down?
No, I said the Niners. I said I suggested after that Seattle game. A consideration moving forward.
Which is it? Yeah. Okay.
Drake Greenlaw has not even practiced yet.
Yeah.
Why even bother bringing him back? Let him rest.
You're
let him chill.
Him, I guess.
Get him the offseason, whatever. Not get he's a free agent, so he may want to play anyway to show that he's back. And then Chris McCaffrey, for what I've seen, oh my God. He just looks like another guy. He looks so slow.
But I guess my question would then be like, if he shuts it down, is he going to be all of a sudden like healthier in April? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Will he need surgery? Will they go in and clean it up? And then if you do surgery, he's going to be out for a year. So it's all bad with Chris McCaffrey right now. It doesn't look great. Maybe rest.
It does feel like we got the best at CMC.
Well, you know what? Maybe he turns back the clock against Green Bay and he balls out. It gets to the second level. I hope so too. But that's it. I said shut down two players. Did I suggest it? Put more on Ricky Pearsall.
I agreed.
And Jacob Cowing and Isaac Arendo.
Yeah.
I want to see these youngsters and what they can produce in this offense.
I'm intrigued.
Do we have some players here?
But with Garendo going out there, like, it doesn't increase your chance of winning necessarily, because in passing situations like the other day, like, he whiffed on a block.
No doubt.
You know?
No doubt.
So now you're putting your quarterback who's already hurt, like, under duress. Like,
you are.
It's a tough spot.
But you
got
to navigate that. You have to navigate that.
True.
You have to navigate that. That's the coach to put players in the right positions. And right now, that position for Garendo on third down is not his strong suit, isn't picking up blitzes or blocking, you know, but he's got speed and he's explosive, and this offense looks slow right now. So I'm just looking for somebody who's got some explosion. Ricky Pearsall, Cowing, I want to see what these youngsters got.
He's got to get the ball. He's got to make a catch this week.
Right. Ronnie Bell, we know about him. So that's all I suggested. And then, the last suggestion was put more on Brock's plate, because I need to find out if this guy can handle a full load in terms of finances and everything. But, like, in terms of, like, let this guy change a play or two.
But what do you mean? Oh, let him, okay.
Right. I have to put more on Brock's plate. That's all I ask.
That Kyle's never going to let you do that.
Well,
like, that's just not how they play football.
But Greg Cosell, I'm a little iffy on Greg Cosell right now, because he did last week say, Brock looks like Brock. Oh, he's saying it, blah, blah, blah. And then the other day he says this.
Purdy is just, for whatever reason, the innate and refined and nuanced sense of timing and anticipation that has been really a foundation of his game since he became a starter 2 years ago is not quite at the same level this year. Now, I don't know if he's not confident in his receivers. I don't know the reason, but I just feel like that there's throws that are there that we've seen him make that he's not turning it loose. And again, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. That's what I see. And I feel like he's just not as comfortable. I feel like he's been leaving the pocket at times unnecessarily. I just don't see him playing with the same level of comfort and timing and anticipation. And as you know, Ross, that has to be his game, because he's not a power thrower.
Okay. I think I agree with a lot of what he said there, but I still think he's had some really good halves and a couple of great halves, one of them against Tampa Bay, for example. Again, I think it's been a mixed bag this year, but he hasn't been as, to me, in the four games that I viewed as bad, he just hasn't been the same. Like, I get to my back foot and I'm just ripping it.
Got to have the same personnel out there. Maybe he doesn't trust him. He's got a rookie in Pearsall. He's got Debo, who's been out for some games. He doesn't have George Kittle. He had no tight end to throw to last week. None. You need a tight end in today's game. You need one. So, Sunday, we'll see what happens. Sunday. Oh, there's going to be a lot of angry people out there Sunday. And I'll be here for you Monday, whether the Niners win or lose. I'll be here to be a therapist.
And I would argue next week is the greatest week for workers in America.
Oh, yeah, because it's a short week.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, Thanksgiving's next week.
Hell yeah.
Damn, I'm only working 2 days next week. 2 day work week. That's kind of fun.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
You wait till I put my list together of athletes whose last names connote Thanksgiving. Alex Cobb.
That'd be Wednesday,
corn
right?
on the cob.
That'd be Wednesday, right?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah, because I won't be here.
Yeah, we do all the fun stuff.
No, didn't you ask you? You crossed over. Oh, yeah, dude. Oh,
yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, you guys do all the fun stuff when I'm not here.
Of course.
Everybody says I'm doom and gloom. Oh.
Well, it's hard when you're right about everything. Like, it's just difficult.
Parcells. No, you're right about everything. I stand on mine. I Bonte Hill, will never lie to you ever again. See, it's boiling now. Let's move to Warriors talk to get happy Bonte.
All right, here's my final thought.
I'm always happy 5-0. I'm just not happy with these idiots already suggesting Kirk Cousins should be our quarterback. What the hell is wrong with these people, 5-1-0?
You like that?
Flimsy-ass fans. Oh, let's get Kirk Cousins now. We don't believe in Brocky. Oh, my gosh.
No. My final thought is this. Happy birthday to my son.
Happy birthday, LJ.
It's going to be a great weekend. We're going to have a little party tomorrow. The rain has kind of screwed things up, but that's okay. And I love you, babe. All right? I know we're going to be stressed out over the next 48 hours. We've got a lot of things going on, but just relax. We're going to have a good time.
It's at the house. Chill.
Which makes it more difficult.
Oh,
because then the clean police are coming.
How many people are coming?
Ponte, I have 70 people in the Porter side alone.
So they're all going to be in one?
No. We're telling people to, like, it's open house, so you can kind of come and go.
In and out. So throughout the day. Because we got a family thing tomorrow, Anna and I will come
through. Do a hit and run. I want you to do a hit and run.
All right, we'll do a hit and run.
In fact, if you don't want to come too, I'm good with that as well.
Damn. Wow, you don't want to be there?
No, we want you there.
Maybe Taz wants to see LJ.
There's autographs you need to sign.
No.
I knew you'd love that.
Let the porters know I'm charging $4.99 for each autograph.
If my aunt calls you Bonta again, I swear. Oh, I love Auntie Babe, I love you. Stop saying that.
Well, whatever.
Bonta, do you have a Cameo account?
I should make one. We discussed this last year. Remember, we thought about doing cameos.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Do it.
I could use the extra money.
$5 a hit?
I got 20 more years of education to pay for.
You think people
at minimum.
I was going to say.
And I don't know if radio's going to be around in 20 years.
Oh, hey, in the words of what Steiny told me one day, Chasky, you're a hustler. You'll figure it out. He called me Scarface.
Steiny did?
Yeah.
Well, he's never given me a compliment that. I was working four jobs working at that damn show.
Because he's jealous.
Being his therapist.
Remember I told you he gave you a compliment a couple days ago. He said you're doing a great job with Mullen and Zena.
He did.
Wow, I can't believe it. He only said that because, you know, Steiny, he's slick.
Now that his daughter's getting married, I just think he's become more of a happier old man.
But not only that, he's starting to text Mully and I in the group thread separately. I'm like, oh.
Wait, he has Mully's number and I don't?
Now he texts you. Well, I don't know how. He's covered Mully for a long time, so. You know,
don't like it.
My final thought is shout out Palma High School taking on Menlo School tomorrow in the Central Coast Division II football championships. They had a big upset over Sacred Heart, the number 2 seed.
Yeah, don't remind me.
This one will face either Menlo Atherton, the 4 seed, or number 1 overall Wilcox in Division 2.
Oh,
so there you go.
Very cool.
Let's go, Palma.
Yeah,
hell down here for them too. They're like 6-5. Like I didn't expect them to win that game in that first round. So there you go.
There you go.
When Bonte is out there's heavy Star Wars talk.
We'll talk Star Wars. Sure. There's like a new Skeleton Crew, right? That came out.
Andor 2.
Oh, that will premiere. Get into that.
Moana 2's coming out. You guys see that?
Yeah,
it's on my list.
Gladiator 2.
I was watching Silo. Episode 2, season 2 last night.
I'm seeing Gladiator 2 tomorrow.
I can't wait. Is Maximus in it? No.
No, he's died in the first. What?
I'm just asking if they're doing any, like, alert, 25 years later, flashbacks and stuff. I'm just asking if, like,
stop.
What?
Stop.
Stop what? The movie hasn't even... No one's seen the movie, dog.
We need to do a live stream for Sunday. Hey, you know what? I'm going to tell the boss. Maybe I'll do a live stream Sunday with the Packers game.
All right, my final thought is this is a very fun show. Thank you, Bill Schmidt, for coming on. I really like how he talked about how these are two patient teams. You know what? Let's just be a little bit more patient with Brock Purdy. All right, bye, show.
Wow.
Bonte, you're doing great.
Oh, you know what we forgot to do? Damn it.
What, you forgot this heart out?
No, damn it. No, the heart out. We already blew that. But we might as well just ride it out now. We forgot to do Big Cap and Big Facts.
Okay.
Until Sunday, remind me.
Bonte likes Brock Purdy. Big Cap, Big Facts.
Oh, Big Facts.
Oh, did I get fooled on that?
Big Facts. Hold on, let me do it. I, Bonte Hill, love me some Brock Purdy.